Halfway through the college football season and the hand-wringing has begun. With six undefeated teams and just as many one-loss title contenders, the race to determine who will play for the national championship is heading for its annual pileup. If the last thing you're thinking is, this sounds like a job for Congress, you share the opinion of most people. Unfortunately, most people aren't in Congress. The Bowl Championship Series was set up 13 years ago to prevent what had become a regular occurrence, college football's two best teams not playing each other at the end of the year. It had happened more than 40 times in the previous half century, and occurred again, famously, at the end of the 1997 season. The BCS was designed to put the two best teams together to determine a champion. But the BCS hadn't even laced up its cleats before the Senate Committee on Antitrust, Business Rights, and Competition fired a preemptive shot, warning that any system that might exclude some teams, that is, teams not aligned with one of the six major conferences or named Notre Dame, would run afoul of the federal legislature. But the BCS carried on and, despite near constant attention by Congress, has changed little. But if steady congressional interest in the BCS has been near pointless in effect, it has certainly been fun to watch. In September 2003, the House Judiciary Committee met to discuss, again, the antitrust implications of the BCS. Congressman John Conyers noted to BCS-friendly panelists, "This hearing is just to let you know we're watching. We're watching how the Bowl Championship Series handles this idea of fairness, whether there's an antitrust violation or not." But whatever Conyers was watching, it wasn't college football. Immediately after this ominous warning, he tried to illustrate this unfairness by naming several schools that had never been considered for playing in the BCS. But the teams he named were Division I AA schools and therefore not governed by the BCS at all. In fact, those schools got a chance to end their year in a playoff, the very thing his fellow congressmen were hoping the BCS would switch to. Anyway, why Conyers, whose district is near Ann Arbor, would be interested in dismantling a system that benefits the University of Michigan is unknown. But it is no secret why, a month later, Utah's Orrin Hatch spearheaded the Senate Judiciary Committee's look-see into the antitrust violation. The University of Utah and Brigham Young University were poster boys for quality football programs excluded from BCS consideration. It was for this same reason that Congressman Joe Barton, who represents the south and east suburbs of Fort Worth, home to Texas Christian University, held hearings in 2005 and, again, in 2009, trying to cajole a playoff from the BCS. But lack of traction with antitrust threats has not discouraged different kinds of threats. In his latest hearing, Joe Barton tried a new tack, suggesting he would make use of the term national champion by the BCS a false and deceptive trade practice. No word on how Barton feels about his Texas Rangers playing in the World Series. Even the Obama administration's Justice Department is getting in on the act. In January, it told Senator Hatch it would look into the BCS system. The BCS is not perfect, but is demanding a playoff really a congressional problem? Maybe, but it's going to take legislation, because 13 years of strongly worded hints haven't worked. In the meantime, the games the BCS has provided have been mostly terrific, some classic, and Americans have tuned in every year in droves. Unlike John Conyers, we are watching. We are watching. I'm Travis McDade.